Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just want to talk to Chris Ranji.
Sure.
I got to admit, I got a point of thumb. There was kind of an awkward long pause when Tanny asked if we wanted to talk to...
I heard it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just go home then. Wait a minute, I am home.
Details at cardinals.com/theme.
You're a bad man.
Careful.
He didn't play the first half of that, huh?
Bad, bad man. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Spiegel, I'm Holmes. We thought that we would check in with our buddy Chris Ranji because there was a reason to check in with him today.
This day, we actually do want to talk to him.
We very much want to talk to Chris Ranji.
Well, and I'm glad you have a much better attitude about it this time, guys.
We are too. You can occasionally hear Chris Ranji on this here radio station. You can often hear him on our sister station, KMOX, down in St. Louis. Hi, Box.
Hey, boys. How are we?
We are good. You do a thing in the noon hour down there on the mighty KMOX, don't you? Called the Gas House Gang. Tell people about that, where you Cardinals chatted up in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. It's a sports show, and you guys should try it. Because the station is mostly a news talk station. Of course, the Cardinals are on it, so when the games happen, the Cardinals are on. But other than that, there's a sports show on Sunday. So I think we wanted to deliver a little bit more of that to people because this is still a baseball town, and they love sports. And believe it or not, it is when you look at NFL ratings. For whatever reason, even though we don't have a football team down here, there are a lot of Chiefs fans also for some reason. But NFL does really well. So like in terms of viewership, it does pretty well in this market, even though the whole Rams thing happened and people said they were going to boycott the NFL forever.
They were never going to do
that. They haven't. Yeah, I mean, they're still watching.
How dare you not mention the Battle Hawks or whatever they are? How dare you?
Well... I don't know if the league will be around next year, but I guess we'll find out. I'll tell you this about it. They are fun. The games are fun. People get really drunk. So it is, those games are a lot of fun to go to.
Before we talk Cardinals with Chris Ranji, I just want to give this PSA, Speaks.
Okay.
I didn't realize it. I walked into one of my favorite establishments on Saturday. CFL is playing.
Canadian Football League is playing now.
They're up. So if you are in desperate need of football and you don't want to wait another 4 weeks before camps start, CFL is out here.
I didn't notice because I was locked in on the Fanatics games where Tom Brady emerged victorious.
And then Caleb was out there.
Well, we'll get to that because
Kevin Durant was getting traded during it.
I know, it's crazy. All right, so CFL is available for you football junkies.
Pick your favorite CFL team and get ready to rumble, baby. It's
amazing.
A good thing.
But it's
isn't there an Argonaut? Argonauts are one, right?
Yeah, Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah.
I'm in a Montreal Alouettes guy myself.
Well, sure you are, because of Mark Trestman. Because your longstanding Trestman relationship.
Yes.
It's understandable. Absolutely. But I love the Gas House Gang thing that Ranji does, Lawrence, because I love baseball history, and the Gas House Gang is what they called the St. Louis Cardinals in the 20s and 30s, who were led by Branch Rickey. And like Branch Rickey obviously went on to do what he did with the Dodgers, but then they drafted a guy in St. Louis, did Branch Rickey, named George Kissel, who kind of built the way the Cardinals did things in the 40s and 50s. He taught a guy named Earl Weaver, who went to Baltimore and built what he did. And then everybody that's on that tree, like the Cardinals, you bastards down in St. Louis, you can stake claim to being like the Mesopotamia of modern baseball.
The land between the rivers.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, like a lot of modern baseball teaching and philosophy came out of the Gas House Gang. So I wonder if you're conscious of that down there covering St. Louis ball.
You know what's interesting? Well, I mean, we don't do a lot of, you know, history stuff. It's more about what's going on right now, right? But George Kissel, up until... And I guess he still gets referenced a decent amount, but, you know, up until like a good 5-10 years ago, when the Cardinals way, you know, that obnoxious, the people find to be obnoxious, the Cardinals way thing.
Sure.
When that was happening, they always used to talk about Kissel and him developing that.
So did the Jerky Boys.
This is Kissel. Sorry.
Hey, Frank Rizzo. No, when the...
Anthony.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah, but that
Frank,
Cardinals
Frank Rizzo. Yeah, but so like that was a thing. I mean, people in the organization, they would still credit him. They'd be like, you know, the George Kissel way.
Yeah, man.
All of this until Spiegs. It became apparent in the last few years. Not that he did anything wrong, but the organization had not really adapted with the times. So there was a lot of old school thinking that just didn't work. They didn't really invest, believe it or not, in the minor league system, not as much as they are starting to now. That's why they've got Chaim Bloom in the organization, who's taken over for John Mozeliak next year. The point is, they felt like they had been credited for a long time with figuring out, you know, finding players, finding guys out of nowhere who come up and contribute immediately.
Yeah,
they haven't done that in a long time. You know, there are a couple of exceptions, like Brendan Donovan's one of them, but it became obvious they weren't at the forefront of that like they used to be. So they knew it. They knew they had to do something different, and, you know, they're trying to move in that direction. We'll see if it works out for them, though.
What I'm trying to figure out is, are they any good? Like, because I look at their record and I go, hey, there's a team that's competitive, but I haven't watched enough other than watching Wilson Contreras do Wilson Contreras stuff against the Brewers, and know that Sonny Gray has been really solid yet again and doesn't want to be traded out of St. Louis. How would you assess them so far?
So I think they're a good team. The question I have is there going to be a point where they just completely run out of steam? And a lot of the reason they have done so well is, at least from the beginning of the season, they hit well, they produced. You look at the lineup and you're wondering, how do these guys, with the exception of Contreras, who actually got off to a bad start, he wasn't particularly good up front, and Nolan Arenado has not been all that good this year either. So you got those two guys in the heart of the order who are supposed to be a big part of your offense, and they really haven't. I mean, Contreras is not even having an especially good year. He's a little less than average. So you expect a lot more from them. They were still scoring runs anyway, but they were getting good starting pitching. The problem is, lately, every now and then you start to see some cracks. Like Matthew Liberatore, a couple of weeks ago, he had to leave a start early because he was saying that his mechanics were off, which I found a little weird. Like, what do you mean your mechanics are off? That he felt something was out of whack with his delivery.
He pulled himself from the game?
No, he didn't. He didn't pull himself out, but there was a conversation, and he, you know, I think made it clear in the course of the game that, you know, maybe it was time for him to sit. And it wasn't like they didn't seem to be alarmed by it. But I was, because, you know, when pitchers start talking about problems like that, like mechanical issues or fatigue, and you're not even barely two and a half months into the season, that's a that ain't good, because you still have another 3+ months that you got to figure out. So I don't know. I mean, you know, just looking at the rotation, other than he was their best starter, you know, for a while. Now you have Eric Fetty. You know, I'm not sure what to think of him for the rest of the year. He's been good so far, but we'll see how it goes, right? Andre Pallante, same kind of thing. Not really sure. Sonny Gray is supposed to be good, but he was bad in spring training. He did eventually start to pitch better, which I guess all that matters is what you do in the regular season, right? I think that the issues with them, the most concerning thing is what goes on in the rotation and whether or not they have enough to last another 3+ months. So right now, yeah, I think they're a good team. I wouldn't want to play them, but I don't think they're better than the Cubs. They're certainly not better than a lot of the other really good teams in the National League, like the Phillies or the Yankees, or excuse me, the Mets or anybody, the Dodgers, Padres. They're not as anywhere near teams like that. In this division, they can stay competitive for a while, though. I think there's just this, you know, there's this, you know, period of time where you're wondering, okay, when does it start to fall apart? It could. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? But that's what I've sort of been waiting for.
So Oliver Marmol, the manager, seems to know that they're not very powerful as an offense, and they're not.
Right.
They've hit the worst. They've hit almost 40 fewer home runs than the Cubs. They've hit 74 homers, and the Cubs have hit 113. But Marmol says that they know that's not their strength, and they try to collect hits rather than slug. They seem to get a lot of singles, the occasional double, but not a ton of slug, but it seems to get it done enough. Does it feel like they're always in close games? Because they have 19 comeback wins, and it seems like they never get blown out, pretty much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Much. Yeah, that's a good point you brought up, Speaks. There have only been really a handful of times this year where they've been out of it early in the game and didn't have a chance to recover. They always do seem to have a chance late to win. If they don't come back, at least they make it competitive, which is great. But at some point, I mean, you gotta win a lot of those games, and it's also a really difficult way to live too, because they don't blow a lot of other teams out either. So when you're playing a lot of tight games, you have to come from behind to, you know, to win a game. It can work for a while, but at some point, and it's exciting, but at some point you may not have that luck, right? Like, so you see a lot of those teams. I think the Tigers had it last year. Wasn't it the Detroit Tigers who were winning a lot of one-run games? Or maybe it was a couple of years ago. But, you know, that works for a while, but it doesn't always work. And, you know, you get deep into the season, you get toward August and September, you start to lose a lot of those games, too. So it's good in the moment. It's exciting. It's a fun brand of baseball, but it doesn't always work for a full season. By the way, their hitting coach, you know who it is?
Brent Brown.
It is Brant Brown.
He dropped the ball.
He dropped the ball.
First year for Brant Brown, right?
Yeah, he's been in the organization, but this is his first year as the hitting coach for them.
Wow. It was former Dodger, coach as well.
Drops the ball! No! He drops the ball!
That anniversary was just the other day, I think. Seems like there's always an anniversary. Seems like every day it seems to be anniversary.
Yeah, there's stuff that happened in the past on that same date.
That's exactly right.
That's usually how it works.
Today's the anniversary of the Sandberg game, when Sandberg hit two homers off Bruce Sutter and that filthy split finger.
We've had quite a run of birthdays lately. It seems like every day somebody's celebrating.
It's just like anniversary.
It's very much like that. Ranger, you bring up a really good point about like how long it's taken to get here to have the Cubs and the Cardinals actually playing each other pretty deep into the season.
Yeah.
How much do you think this particular series matters as we're at the halfway mark pretty much? Do you think it matters to the Cardinals?
Yes, because I think if they – all right, so now there are seven games coming up between the two teams over, what, about a week?
Yep.
Week and a half? 2 weeks, something like that. Because you've got this series, the four-gamer here, and then in a week from Friday, then they will start the series at Wrigley Field. So that's seven games, okay? If the Cardinals do really badly in those, then I'd say that's pretty much over for the division, right? So they might still have an opportunity in the wild card, but there are too many teams. So I would be very cautious of that. I still think they're best path to the playoffs probably is the division. And I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Because it's just that there are so many teams that are competitive in the National League. I don't know really what to think of how that's all going to work out. But if they, you know, if they get swept in this series here, then they're what, 8.5 games out of first place. That's not very good, as you know. So they can't fall too far behind here. They can make up ground. You know, even if they win 3 of 4, they're still 2.5 out. So that's good. I mean, that's good for them, and it kind of makes it a race. But there's always this, I don't know, when it comes to them, there's just always this feeling of, all right, when's the bad thing going to happen this year? Because I just don't think they have the horses for a full season. You know, Spiegs was talking about Ollie Marmol, and we have him on every Tuesday. He gives us like 30, 40 minutes of time on that Gas House Gang show, and he's really good. He's you know, open to questions, and he'll answer anything, even from fans. And, you know, I was talking to him about the fact as a pitching staff, they do not strike anybody out. They're one of the worst teams in baseball in getting swings and misses and getting strikeouts. At the same time, the team was talking about how as an offense, they just keep putting the ball in play. And when you put the ball in play, good things happen. And I was like, well, if good things happen when you put the ball in play as an offense, isn't the opposite true? That if the ball keeps getting put in play and you're the defense,
that
eventually bad things are going to happen.
It's a good point. You know what the difference is? Ground balls versus fly balls.
True, defense.
The Cardinals have recorded more ground ball outs than any team in baseball.
That's true.
So that's your point. To your point, the pitchers, they give up a lot of contact, but it's a lot of ground balls, and you're pretty good defensively.
True. Do you want to rely on that all year, though?
No.
You get away with it for a couple of months. You're probably not going to get away with it for 6 months. That's the thing. So they don't hit a lot of power. They don't hit for a lot of power. They don't strike a lot of people out. So I think it's just they're sort of like, you know, they're doing this balancing act. Mm-hmm. It's a tightrope, man. You have to be pretty perfect every night. They are competitive every night, but it's tough to stay competitive the way they do it. It's fun to watch, and we'll see what happens, but there's just always this feeling that something is going to give eventually.
Considering that there is going to be regime change, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me, down there, is there any way they add? Any way, like let's say they take four games from the Cubs. Do they consider themselves a buyer, or would they just say, let's just see how this goes the rest of the way instead of maybe mortgaging what they think is a future and not letting the new guy kind of start fresh?
Well, first of all, Lawrence, this is a much more entertaining regime change that we were talking about than the one I talked about earlier. So I appreciate this conversation. I don't think that they want to add. I if something came up and they felt like it helped them beyond this season, and you know it was cost effective for them, like they didn't have to give up too much in the way of assets. And by the way, they don't have a ton, I don't think, to trade. So you're already at a low point there. Mm-hmm. I think that they likely not. I think my opinion of their options are, unless they go on this incredible, ridiculous run over the next 2-3 weeks, unless that happens, my guess is they either try to trade what they can within reason, see what they can get in return, you know, not to add so much, but to subtract, or they stick with what they have. I think those are the two most likely options for them.
Okay.
I honestly, at this point, unless things change dramatically, I would be surprised if they went out there and made a move. Everybody's looking for pitching. Everybody's going to look for relief help. Everybody's looking for starting pitching help. And now Chris Sale is injured. The Braves said they weren't going to trade him. I don't know if that was true or not, but now he's hurt. So that could change some things. But it's already thin. There are too many teams that are competitive. I just don't see the Cardinals overextending themselves to make a deal.
All right, two things, Ranger. One, I was wrong on Brant Brown. That was in late September. Caller just brought him up the other day as something he did with his dad, was being at that game. So forgive my confusion there. The other thing is, do you see the sewage directly when it's flowing down the river towards you, thanks to the reversal of the Chicago River and all the typhoid, the dysentery, and the cholera that Chicagoans found a way to send down towards you guys? Do you see it concretely in the river as you look out?
No, I think it gets caught up in Alton. And then it doesn't make its way past Alton.
There's a filter in Alton, and it all stops there.
Yeah.
Remind me to never stop there.
Listen, I don't know if you have seen the Mississippi River right where St. Louis is. That thing is huge, and it is powerful, and it is wide. And you will die if you try to cross it. So my guess is by the time it gets down here, it's so diluted, it doesn't matter.
Well, good.
A lot of driftwood in there, though.
Then we'll stop feeling guilty about it.
Nah, right. Lawrence is the only one that feels guilty. I'm very comfortable with what we did back in the day. We saved the city, man. 1,400 people died of cholera in 1854 in Chicago.
You can't have your poo-poo water flowing out into the drinking water.
Yes.
Which is what was happening up there.
Yes. Thank you.
So we said in St. Louis.
That's what we do. You guys deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine by the time it gets down here.
It makes sense. Ranger, have a wonderful rest of your day. Don't go out to the ballpark unless you're in an air-conditioned booth.
Oh, hell no, man. There's no chance of me going. I think I have to go Thursday, but... I'm not going the next couple. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah, we care about you. You're a good man and thorough.
And I'm glad that you were happy to talk to me this time.
Yeah. Can't guarantee the next time it'll be anything like that.
Unlike what happened on Friday. That ruined my night. Yeah.
Well, we heard that there were other things that pepped up your night on your show Friday.
Oh, Brody. Oh, my guy.
So when you talked to Grody, he was on his way out for a date. Is that correct?
I don't know if it was a date, but he said, I'm assuming it was somebody he did know pretty well. Well, but he said he had just met her.
Let's not spoil it because we've got sound.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You do. You have sound from. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Good. We've got some sound, listen. And we will share it. Ranger, be well. Stay out of trouble. Don't get arrested.
Later, men.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.